I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Vermont could soon make it easier for women and for men to get birth control services. Legislation that passed the state house would require for the first time that vasectomies would be covered by insurance with no copay. Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin is expected to sign the bill soon. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis looks at what Vermont's legislation adds to the national debate about birth control.
Not many conversations about access to birth control start with the male anatomy. But at his clinic in White River Junction, Dr. Richard Graham, who's been performing vasectomies since the 1970s, says they should.
First of all, it's permanent birth control. Why that makes a difference. Number one is that if you have a significant other and she's the one that's had birth control, she's no longer going to take birth control pills. A lot of women can't take it. This is a permanent fix for people that don't want to have any more children.
In Montpelier, Representative Chris Pearson, the vice chairman of the House Healthcare Committee, oversaw the bill that will add vasectomies to healthcare coverage in Vermont. For Pearson, this legislation was personal. His decision to get a vasectomy was a choice he and his wife made together. Then, including it in healthcare coverage seemed obvious.
To me, it wasn't a mystery. It wasn't scary. It was just sort of a no-brainer that when we're talking about different birth control options, we ought to include vasectomies.
The Federal Affordable Care Act only addresses contraceptives as it relates to women. Pearson's hunch is that reflects a long tradition of reproductive choices weighing mostly on women.
What we're saying here in Vermont, and I'm proud of this, is saying, no, this is a family decision in many, many cases, and we should not pretend that this burden only falls to women at all and reflect the reality that many, many cases families make this decision together, and that's appropriate.
Pearson thinks in Vermont's liberal bubble, people may not realize that access to birth control could be limited.
We are also part of a national dialogue, and it's important for us to push in the right direction while we watch so many states try to undo these basic rights, reproductive rights.
Not everyone in Vermont agrees that's the right direction. In the legislative debate, the Diocese of Burlington argued for religious exemption before the House Healthcare Committee.
First Amendment, freedom of religion. How can you compel a religious organization to do something which it views as cooperation with evil?
Pete Gumry is a bioethicist and deacon with the Diocese of Burlington. He's made a career of grappling with morality and modern medicine. In a small room at Queen of Peace Church in Danville, Gumry says the Catholic Church regards sex and marriage as a complete package.
It also includes the procreative dimension of the marital act, and that would be the potential for new human life to begin. And separating those two by artificial means would be problematic.
To be clear, artificial means are contraceptive. Yeah, that includes vasectomies. And they don't want to pay for them. But soon, in Vermont, it will be the law. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.